Today on Press TV, Iran says its nuclear case must be transferred from the UN Security Council to the IAEA Board of Governors and normalized before any final agreement with the P5+1. Tehran called for the removal of all the EU and US sanctions as part of a final deal. Iran's Red Crescent Society says it's coordinated the sending of an aid vessel to Yemenis or the International Committee of the Red Cross. It says Tehran won't heed, quote, illusions of the invaders of Yemen. The society says it's also dispatching Iranian medical teams along with food and medical supplies. Iran has submitted a complaint letter to the UN Security Council over Saudi Arabia's attempts to block the flow of humanitarian aid to Yemen. Riyadh's jets have twice intercepted Iranian planes carrying aid for the Yemeni people. Tehran says those who violate international law should be held accountable. In Ukraine, government forces and pro-Russians have engaged in renewed heavy fighting in the country's east. Pro-Russian officials say Kiev troops shelled Donetsk 43 times since Wednesday. The two sides have reportedly exchanged mortar and artillery fire in an apparent violation of a ceasefire deal signed in February. The Iraqi army has killed nearly two dozen ISIL terrorists in mop-up operations in the Flashpoint province of Anbar. Officials say the Takfiri terrorists suffered heavy damage. Dozens of terrorists also received injuries. Baghdad stepped up its fight against ISIL in Western province in early April. American teachers and students have staged a protest rally in Los Angeles against plans to lay off educators and cut spending. They called on authorities to provide better school conditions and higher wages. California school districts have laid off an estimated 30,000 educators in 2 years. Malaysia has turned away two boats crammed with over 800 Rohingya Muslims and Bangladeshis. Kuala Lumpur has adopted a policy of turning back new arrivals unless their boats are sinking. About 100,000 Rohingyas have already escaped repression and persecution in Myanmar, braving dangerous seas for a better life. And the death toll from a fire at a factory in the vicinity of the Philippines' capital rises to 72. DNA tests are being carried out to identify the victims whose bodies have been burnt beyond recognition. There's the latest here on Press TV.